Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Unlike the long recorded journey from Egypt to Canaan, the 4-month trip from Babylon to Jerusalem, covering nearly 900 miles, or 1,448 kilometers, is hardly mentioned. The numbers of their camels and mules, their horses and donkeys are mentioned, Ezra 2 verses 66 and 67, but all we read is this, quote, "These are the people of the province who came back from the captivity, who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, every one to his own city." Verse 1. It's recorded as if the trek were with such joy and anticipation that the time seemed as nothing. The first thing we read as they approach their battered capital is that, quote, "Some of the heads of the fathers' houses, when they came to the house of the Lord which is in Jerusalem, offered freely for the house of God to erect it in its place." Verse 68. It was as if they couldn't wait to see the repairs begin. And what a good example it is when the leaders among God's people see a need and respond with generosity, spurring others to give. Quote, "According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for the work 61,000 gold drachmas, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments." Verse 69. The priestly garments had been of no use without a place of sacrifice. Thankfully, the sacrifice we need is complete. The priestly garments are invested, and we have access within. But as they approach the city, their sanctified imaginations spring to life. They can see it all restored. Though there would be difficulties and discouragements along the way, they were ready to pay the price. Say, sister, brother, can you see what lies beyond the present hardships? The Lord is anticipating the day when he will, quote, "present her to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing." Ephesians 5:27. I can hardly wait.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.